Robert Felix, a former architect, became interested in the Ice Age cycle back in 1991. He then spent the next 8.5 years full-time researching and writing about the coming Ice Age that he believes is on its way. He then concentrated on spreading the word. Robert's book, Not by Fire but by Ice, has achieved international acclaim with readers around the world. And today, Felix continues his research and is more firmly convinced than ever that the next Ice Age could begin any day. In fact, he believes it's already begun. Now, what we're going to talk about this hour with Robert Felix, of course, is the activity at the Yellowstone National Park, because he believes that this, tied into what he believes is a already beginning Ice Age, could spell disaster for all of us. Robert, welcome back to Coast to Coast. How are you?
Thank you, George. I'm glad to be with you.
Oh, our pleasure, too. I want to get your take, Robert, about Yellowstone. As you know, we've been pounding away at this for a couple months now. It is heating up. Finally, the New York Times did a story on it a few weeks ago. Some surface temperatures out there, Robert, 200 degrees. Many areas of the park have been blocked off from people. This is almost unheard of. You can see steam coming out of the ground now. Give me your take on this, and let's see how you tie it into the fact that this could spell disaster with what you believe is an ice age that has already begun.
Well, when you're talking about Yellowstone, you know, Yellowstone has erupted in the past in a cycle approximately every 600,000 years. And the last time that it erupted was about 640,000 years ago. So we're way overdue.
Right.
Way overdue. And
it's almost as predictable, it used to be, as Old Faithful, huh?
Yes, it did, because there's a researcher in NASA, and I believe also at Columbia, Michael Rampino, who has studied it. And it did erupt about 1,200,000 years ago, and then 600,000 years ago, and before that it was about 2 million years ago. And by the way, in my book, I have mentioned I tie these things to magnetic reversals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that last major eruption did occur at a magnetic reversal, at the Delta magnetic reversal. So it does tie in.
All right. Now, if, you know, this is, by the way, a huge underground volcanic type area. If the caldera there ever explodes, I am told that it would be with the force 1,000 times greater than what happened at Mount St. Helens. What do you hear?
Several thousand times greater.
Oh, just double it, huh?
Mount St. Helens. The caldera, it's incredible how big it is. The caldera is 52 miles long by 28 miles wide. I mean, this is a huge caldera. The last time, just to give you an idea, the last time Yellowstone erupted, it spread ash around the world, essentially. But 900 miles away in eastern Nebraska, they have found ash almost 7 feet deep from that eruption.
7 feet, Robert?
7 feet deep. Yes, I mean they have found animals that were buried in the ash. At first they couldn't imagine what happened because there were no volcanoes in Nebraska, and they finally, by carbon dating and everything else, they discovered that ash did come from Yellowstone.
Some of my sources tell me that government officials are indeed very concerned about Yellowstone. They're not saying anything publicly. They don't want anything to create panic. They probably cringe when they hear me talking about this. But they really don't want to say anything, Robert. I think it's at a point where they need to start educating people specifically who live in that region, even though I'm told that there's a radius problem here of 300 to 600 miles, yet the after effects could affect the entire planet, couldn't it?
Oh, totally, because, the one that they can compare this with is there was a volcano in Toba, Sumatra, about 75,000 years ago that was also a supervolcano. And, of course, that's closer in time to us, so they're able to check it out better. After that eruption, they found ash up to 13 inches thick as far as 2,500 miles away. So, I mean, with something like that, you're talking about wiping out agriculture in half the world.
All right, let's talk about, first of all, what it could do to climate. If it blows, maybe not even as big as Mount St. Helens, but let's say it just creates a severe problem, lots of ash, goes up into the atmosphere, hovers there for a month or two. If it's winter time, first of all, here in North America, what does that do in terms of temperatures, Robert?
Well, during the Toba Sumatra eruption of 75,000 years ago, temperatures declined by between 15 to 20 degrees. And what it did is they've studied genetics, you know, because we don't have as many changes and mutations in our genes as we should have, and they've essentially determined that that Toba eruption wiped out all but 2 to 10,000 people on the entire planet. I don't think scientists, I don't think politicians or anybody would want to talk about it. It's really hard to comprehend.
Well, here's the problem. What can we do about it? There's nothing you can do.
You can't
run around Yellowstone patching up holes.
No. Now, there's another thing about Yellowstone. You had mentioned how, you know, that the heat is greater, that the ground is getting hotter.
Yes.
Well, the other thing is the ground there has risen. Since about 1920, the ground in the Yellowstone area has upwelled by about 29 inches.
So you mean in 80 years, if we had a picture of somebody standing there 80 years ago, you're saying that the ground level would be up over 2 feet higher than what it is now, all over the place?
It's higher now than it was then.
Yeah.
Yes, by that much. And so that's definitely another indication that something's going on. Now, of course, nobody knows. That could be thousands of years from now. I don't know that it's tying in with what I see as a coming ice age, but what I would know is that volcanism, whenever there's major volcanism somewhere, it seems to be there's also major volcanism around the world. And normally underwater volcanism is tremendously greater than above water volcanism. So if that happened, if we also had tremendous amounts of underwater volcanism at the same time, we would have great amounts of moisture, you know, evaporation, because of the underwater volcanic activity. It would be heating the seas. It would be creating all this evaporation. It would be all of that moisture would be rising into the skies that have been cooled by 20 degrees. And it would have to be almost an instantaneous ice age.
What we also don't know, Robert, is these caverns that are underneath Yellowstone, almost like riverbeds of hot magma.
Yes.
Who knows where that leads, right?
Well, what they've been doing for years, there are normally lots of small earthquakes in the area every year, and it's normal.
Oh, and they get many.
Right, and it's not anything to worry about, but there are like 22 seismographs set up around the park so that they can keep track of all this. And when there is an earthquake, why the signals go through magma at a slower rate than they would go through solid rock. So every time there's an earthquake, the scientists are able to get a little bit better handle on the size of the actual magma chamber itself.
Now, coupled with this potential problem, and like you have said, we have no idea when the problem will occur. We know one day it will, be it tomorrow, be it another 20, 30,000 years. The big issue, though, Robert, is, as you've pointed out and as I've pointed out on past programs, it's overdue. And in the past, it was projected like a clock, and they knew through geological cycles, when it had blown in the past. Why hasn't it blown yet? Why is it overdue? Do we know?
No. You know, when you're looking back at 600,000 years or 1,200,000 years, nobody can be exact on those figures. So when they say it occurred 600,000 years ago, maybe it was 640,000. But the thing is that there are now things happening to it that we haven't seen happen before. So something is happening. Whatever it is, there's something happening.
And it appears to be at a much rapid clip than it has been in the past.
Yeah. Now, if that should happen, you know, the ash would coat places as far away as Iowa. It would reach down to the Gulf of Mexico. They figured that the magma, not the ash, but the magma itself – would be flung up to 30 miles into the sky.
Oh my.
It is just hard to even comprehend the size of it. The lava flows, the sound would be heard probably around the world.
What a sound that would be, too. A deafening sound that I hope we never hear. Stay with us, Robert Felix. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to open up phone lines. Those of you familiar with Yellowstone, those of you who live in the area, those of you who have been there, check in with us, give us your impressions. Maybe you can add a little bit more to what we think we already know about Yellowstone National Park with my guest, Robert Felix. Of course, he's written the book, Not by Fire, but by Ice. We're also going to talk about why he believes We are already in an ice age. Back in a moment.
The After Dark Newsletter. Subscribe now by calling toll-free 1-888-727-5505.